from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Kim Kardashian makes a cheeky quip about Kate Middleton, Alan Jones breaks his silence, and one of the world's most talked about leaders has been re-elected. That's what's coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Monday the 18th of March. Let's start at the top of the country. Residents in the Northern Territory are bracing for Tropical Cyclone Megan, which is expected to make landfall today. The Category 3 cyclone is going to pack a punch. Here's Miriam from the Bureau.
We're likely to see wind gusts in excess of 200 kilometres an hour if the system is still Category 3 at the time of crossing. Now, winds of this strength are incredibly dangerous and incredibly damaging.
Good on you, Miriam. Moving on now, broadcaster Alan Jones has broken his silence after those shocking claims about him were published last December. You might remember that an investigation by Nine newspapers alleged that Jones preyed on and assaulted several young men in the past. Now, Jones has been missing from his online news program since those allegations came to light, but he said in a video released last night that his absence has been due to some health issues and has nothing to do with the claims.
I'm not going to dwell here on the allegations made about me, other than to say that I refute them entirely and the inferences associated with them. But the Get Jones campaign is nothing new in my life.
Overseas now, well, there's no surprises from the presidential election in Russia. Early results show that Vladimir Putin will win another six-year term with more than 85% of the vote. Who can believe it? Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky blasted the results on social media, describing Putin as a power-hungry dictator who's doing everything he can to rule forever. In royal news, Prince William and Kate Middleton are said to be shaken by the speculation about their marriage. Rumours the couple are having marital issues intensified after that photoshopped Mother's Day picture was released, which featured Kate without her wedding ring. Insiders have dismissed the speculation as upsetting. Aww. Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian had a bit of fun at the royals' expense over the weekend. She posted a photo of herself on Instagram standing next to a car with the caption, "On my way to go find Kate." Good one, Kim. And also in showbiz, a poll in the UK has revealed who people want to be the next James Bond. Idris Elba is the fan favourite to be the next 007, followed by Tom Hardy and Henry Cavill. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, well, it's a big day for Tasmania's AFL club, which is set to join the competition in 2028. The team's name, logo, jumper and colours will be unveiled tonight at a ceremony in Hobart. Rumour has it they're going to be called the Devils. To basketball now, and the Southside Flyers are this year's WNBL champions after beating the Perth Lynx in Game 3 of the final series. Aussie legend Lauren Jackson plays for the Flyers, and get this, last night's result means she now has 6 WNBL championships. What an icon. All right, you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.